We have a portion of the Acts of the Apostles, the first reading, portion of it that was read on Sunday, but then it continues. The understanding that it's interesting, the opening prayer today. We have received the pledge of his gift. May we come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed. I was struck by that line, the sense that what is being given to us now is but a pledge. In the sense that a pledge would be like asking a loan from someone and you offering to them your cloak or something as a pledge. But ultimately, it will be paid in full. You will receive the full return. It is interesting to imagine that what we possess now, not only in grace, not only in intimacy with God, but that which is earthly, the property and houses and things like this, that these are but a pledge on the part of God. They are but a portion. The echoes of passages where the master entrusts to the servant a small token of his wealth, inviting that servant to invest, to make it his or her own, to enter into life in the freedom of investing that like a seed being planted and fruit springing forth from it. So that later on the master, who is vastly wealthy, may impart to them true and lasting wealth. We get the introduction to Barnabas. I guess I don't remember that his original name was Joseph, but they called him Barnabas, son of encouragement. But we are introduced to him as he sells a piece of property and gives the proceeds to the apostles. Are we free, my brothers and sisters, with what we possess? Are we free to give generously from it? Or are we enslaved to what we possess? Are we in fear so much so that we cling to earthly things, imagining that they will give to us life? As the gospel says today, we must be born from above. Everyone is born from earth. But to be born again, to be born from above, to be born of the Spirit, it is not so that we simply can follow a list of do's and don'ts. The invitation to be born again, water and the Spirit, is an invitation for us to truly be set free. Free to be in the world, but not of the world. To possess things in the world, but not to be possessed by our possessions. Live in courage and in freedom, to be set free from the old enemies of sickness and death. It is interesting to imagine that these gifts that we are invited to live in now are but tokens on the part of God, who desires to share everything of who he is with us. May we understand the value of the passing things in this world. And may it spur us on to generosity of heart, to freedom, to living without fear. We are not to be timid, my brothers and sisters. We are to be bold in our proclamation of who we have become in Jesus Christ.